Science and magic would seem to be polar opposites, two completely different worldviews. Not so for practitioners of one of America's fastest-growing religious movements, neo-paganism. In fact, you might be surprised how many modern pagans and Wiccans are comfortable believing in both magic and science. And Strange Champs begins our story at the Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld, Wisconsin, one of the largest pagan and Wiccan communities in the world.
If you have any stereotype at all of pagans or Wiccans, the people here today might fit them. Like the girl in the orange halter dress with a crown of flowers in her hair, pixie dust on her skin, and a wand in her hand. But ask some of these people what drew them to paganism or witchcraft, and you might be surprised how many are scientists.
I'm a biologist. I think paganism is the perfect scientific religion because it is based on experience and there's no dogma. So it's, in that sense, it's just like science.
I am the IS manager for the U.S. Navy.
Magic is any energy that is thrown into the universe. There are ways of harvesting power, just the universe power, to make things happen. I don't believe so much in twitching a finger and having the vacuum cleaner walk across the floor. I do believe that, God, I wish something, and suddenly something happens. Anytime we mess around with energy, we're messing with physics, so I'm sure if we look hard enough, we'll find a theory that will support it.
I'm a returning non-traditional math student. Science and spirituality go well in Wicca. Why do we sweep the circle? Well, it's either to clear a space for the goddess, or it's, you know, you're messing with the positive and negative ions. Like, either way, it proves us right.
On the other hand, how scientific can a religion be when its practitioners believe in magic? What about the spells, the potions, the oil of myrrh and mandrake root? Surely this is the stuff of superstition, not science.
If you want to get a girlfriend, if you want to get a boyfriend, if you want to find stolen goods, if you want to take a city and make it your own, you want to rule the world, there's a spell for each of those things.
Historian Ronald Hutton.
They're collected in books known by the French word grimoires, and these books first appear in ancient Egypt. And the books are remade in every century until at last we reach the Books of Shadows, which are the magical books of modern Wiccans.
Spellcraft is an important aspect of Wicca, but most bona fide witches caution newbies not to think that just mixing up a bunch of magical ingredients will make the guy down the hall ask you out or get you the apartment of your dreams.
Well, it's very characteristic of the give-it-to-me-quick generation, you know, the generation of instant gratification.
Phyllis Garrott is the high priestess and founder of the Temple of Ara, one of the oldest Wiccan congregations in America.
One of the problems with that is that it actually comes out of an old mindset that we've all grown up with, the idea that the world is a machine and that a spell is sort of the secret of how to make that machine operate with maximum efficiency.
Magic is not really just, you know, waving a Harry Potter wand. It's really very, very simple things. My favorite definition for magic is the art of changing consciousness at will.
That's Starhawk, arguably America's best-known witch, author of The Spiral Dance, one of the founding texts of the neo-pagan movement. Wiccan theologians have developed a fairly subtle and complex epistemology of magic. Some incorporate references to quantum mechanics or chaos theory or string theory. But for most, magic is at heart the practice of coming into relationship with the natural world. It's about developing a deep sense of the interconnectedness of all life, learning to feel the power and energy of the living universe, not just around you, but in you.
Making magic to me is what happens when we've learned to take the blindfold off and discover that the world that we live in is holy, that it's divine, and that it's alive, that it's conscious. Spells are really very much like prayers. The difference is that instead of praying to a divinity that is transcendent or removed or outside of yourself and principally male, you're going to the well of your own divine gifts.
Ancient mystery religions were not about secrets. They were about things that could not be talked about.
Margot Adler is a practicing Wiccan and author of Drawing Down the Moon, a book that's considered the definitive guide to the American pagan movement.
You know, it's like revealing, well, what is the life process about? What is birth? What is death? What is the cycle of life? And that's what the mystery religions are really about. And in some sense, That's what science is about, too. You're wandering through this incredible universe that has a million questions and only a few fixed answers, and they keep on changing. And so maybe there's something very similar to a mystery religion, which explores that process of birth, life, death, and beyond, and so forth, and doing scientific work.
But because it is my native land and my home.
On a hill in the Borders area of Scotland, a group of European Wiccans came together this summer, as they have for the past 15 years, for camaraderie and ritual and to talk.
I'll say it's a natural religion. I mean, just that. It follows the laws of physics, the laws of nature. These are natural things. This is the way things are, rather than there's something else out there that's created it or imposed it. So there's no conflict between evolution and the craft, or between the Big Bang, the creation of the universe, and my path. There's no conflict between these. They're simply the same thing.
The spiral of the DNA, the spiral of the galaxies, is our sacred symbol. We don't have to try and fit our lives around a mismatch of some old tribal folklore, silly old rules and badly translated forgeries. We write our own sacred texts and we read the sacred texts in the trees and the leaves and the return of the crops the next year. It's laid out before us.
Anne Strainchamps and Carrillo, and produced that piece with help from Margot Adler in Scotland.